an amazing day for me. I spent most of the day kind of, you know, working on some work early this morning, and I kind of gravitated into just really my farm witchery, because it makes me so happy to be able to work with the elements and to be able to balance myself. And it's so interesting that people, you know, no longer really self-medicate themselves in a positive way. In other words, you know, everybody is always told to kind of look on the exterior for the things that matters the most, the things that bring them the most joy. But I find that when you really go inside, you really find that you have all different kinds of skill sets to create as many wonderful things as you wish. And so one of those things that I love to create is making different kind of magical oils and making things that I can use in my home, and really embracing imperfection and just the natural beauty of decay in my home. I love when things are kind of raggedy and wobbly and have to be, you know, handled with care and gentleness. It reminds us that everything from the exterior that we can see, as well as everything that we don't see, even our own lives, are constantly fleeing, and that is constantly going away from us. And so it kind of reminds us to breathe in and really maximize our potential and maximize the time that we have on earth and what it is that we really choose to do. And so this talk is kind of random thoughts, you know, nothing too much in particular. One of the questions I get a lot in my inbox is people saying, you know, well, you're in agriculture, how did you, you know, what kind of business plan did you have, or, you know, things. And there's this assumption that everything has to line up perfectly. I just want to kind of preface this conversation with saying that right now in the history of humanity, it is the best time to be alive. Like, truly, the entire world can be accessed from your phone. You no longer have to go through external outlets to get yourself seen, get your work out there, become visible, and to step into your own shoes. And so, you know, we have the things like Facebook and YouTube and Anchor and Instagram and all these wonderful things that really speaks to the fact that there are virtually and realistically no limits on how far a person can go if they're willing to do the work. So I kind of entitled tonight's talk as Kill Your Business Plan. A lot of people think, you know, we're going to put all this effort and energy into soliciting a venture capitalist, and, you know, I need to get money first before I get my idea out there. And I have found that to be like the ultimate lie. Do you need money? Absolutely. Can you start where you are? Damn sure you can. Most people, you know, they're not willing to do the work. And a great way to really recognize if you're willing to do the work is if you're not willing to compromise your current lifestyle so that you can have a better life, then you're not willing to do the work. If you're not willing to really take a step back to make 10 steps forward tomorrow or the next day, then you're not willing to do the work. So no amount of money is really going to be your problem. The problem is you're not committed enough to what it is that you say you want, that you say you desire, that you say you want to access your potential. And so I think it's really important to commit to yourself first before asking other people to commit to you. Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to really see that idea, that goal of yours to fruition? And it is not easy. And I say that because sometimes, you know, the obstacles that you really come up against is really just insurmountable in terms of the trials. It's just